USA Radio News.
Today at the White House press briefing, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar laid out the four pillars in President Donald Trump's new drug policy.
First, increased competition. Second, increased and better negotiation. Third, incentives to actually lower list prices. And fourth, lowering out-of-pocket costs.
Fresh off his meeting today in North Korea with Kim Jong-un, we also heard from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on what North Korea can expect if the summit goes well.
If North Korea takes bold action to quickly denuclearize, the United States is prepared to work with North Korea to achieve prosperity on the par with our South Korean friends. The United States looks forward to continued close cooperation with our South Korean allies on this issue and many others.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and cell fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
A former president cautions the U.S. against isolationism. USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
If we are together, nothing is impossible. If we are divided, all will fail.
At an awards ceremony held in Washington on Thursday night, former President George W. Bush said America is indispensable for the world, and the prize of greatness is responsibility, paraphrasing what legendary British leader Winston Churchill once said about America.
One cannot rise to be, in many ways, the leading community in the civilized world without being involved in its problems.
Bush, 43, was addressing the Atlantic Council, which gave him a Distinguished Leadership Award. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Legal experts say that reports of Liberal comedian Rosie O'Donnell donating more than the legal limit to five Democratic candidates reflect a common breach of campaign financing that is often dismissed by authorities. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today at the White House, President Donald Trump said he would work on reining in the skyrocketing costs of prescription drugs. He released what he's calling a blueprint. Let's take a listen to a few of President Trump's ideas.
The president's blueprint is a sophisticated approach to reforming and improving this unbelievably complex system. Everybody at HHS is rolling up their sleeves to get to work on this. Let me just give a couple of examples. Think about all the time that everybody spends watching drug company ads on TV and how much information companies are required to put in them. If we want to have a real market for drugs, why not have them disclose their prices in the ads too? Consumers would have much more balanced information, and companies would have a very different set of incentives for setting their prices. We're immediately going to look into having the FDA require this. President Trump has called for tougher negotiation and better deals, so we're going to deliver on that too. Our blueprint brings the latest negotiation tools to our government programs. It also expands private sector negotiation to parts of Medicare, where right now HHS just gets the bill and we pay it.
Time will tell if Congress can get something done on this prescription drug blueprint. This seems like it should be a very bipartisan issue. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.